headline we saw today, and I'm just going to read you the headline and get your thoughts. Paul Stanley appears on Ace Frehley's new solo album. Mm. How did that come about? Interesting.
That blew us away at 4 o'clock this morning.
Ace was doing an album of covers, songs that influenced him and that he loved, and called me. And it's always very funny, you know, because with caller ID, I look and the phone's ringing and I see Ace's name come up. So, of course, look, you know, for all the bickering and stuff that we may say about each other, we go back to a very magical time. We started this together. So in spite of whatever we may say from time to time or things that get blown up, we are a family and a dysfunctional one.
but
nonetheless, a family. So Ace said, would you do something on the album? I said, sure, of course. If he succeeds, it only makes me happy. I don't want to see anybody fail, especially somebody who I'm close to. Even if I don't speak to him weekly, even monthly, we're connected in a way that will go to the end. So there's a great song by Free called Fire and Water, right, which was on the album with All Right Now. Paul Rodgers, besides being a friend of mine, is one of the consummate vocalists. So to get a chance to sing something that's a little different than what I do in Kiss was something I didn't take lightly, because Paul Rodgers is a hell of a vocalist. So it was great, and it was a lot of fun, and it was terrific, and I only wish Ace well with it.
I'm gonna take you to Detroit Rock City, avoiding all toll roads. Woo! Calculating 500 yards to the motorway. Are you ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you rockin'! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hello.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
I'll find him for three. I'll catch him for 10.
Dude, that's my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much for doing a Jaws.
No problem, Mr. Hooper.
That's been on a lot lately.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are back. Valentine's Day got in the way for me, and everybody else was busy, and you know how that goes. So thank you guys for sticking with us. Podcast Rock City, we are three buddies that love Kiss, and we talk about Kiss. That's pretty much it, isn't it, guys?
Yes, I'm.
Okay, so Kiss news, first things first. I'm on Kiss Online.
I thought that was cool.
The restaurant in it's not downtown Kennesaw, but it's in Kennesaw, Georgia. It's just cool pizza place, man. I went in and there was, I was actually at another store, and one of my old buddies that I knew was just a kid, but it's still a buddy. Anyway, he goes, "Hey, have you been into that jam and pie? And I go, "No." And he goes, "Man, they got pizza's named after Kiss." And I went in and they had that whole wall. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like the Live 2 gatefold.
Gatefold. And,
badass.
On Kiss Online, they mentioned the name of the show at the bottom, but on their Twitter, they did not.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't expect them to do either time, so I was grateful, I guess. But
that's awesome, man. Yeah. I didn't look at the art. I just saw your link to it, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice the plug. That's cool.
And then Joe Ciambelli, who actually has our Ask Andrew question today, he messaged me today and said, "You got to see this." The picture got, like, I don't know, 1,300 or 1,700 likes.
Nice.
Yeah. I wish that one on Twitter would have said Podcast Rock City. It has a lot of people. Anyway, so that's pretty cool. Let's see. We got a message from one of our European fans, listeners, and they wanted to know if we'd heard anything of why Kiss canceled their European tour. Have you guys heard anything about that?
Nope.
I haven't either. I was wondering about it. I was hoping that maybe you knew something about that. I was going to ask you about that.
No, I have.
Do you think it's just like just scheduling because Paul wants to concentrate on Soul Station or what?
Why would he disappoint so many Kiss fans for Soul Station? That just doesn't sound right. I mean, would you guys
I know, but he's really pushing that right now. Like, he just has been tweeting all these interviews he's been doing about it.
Yeah, but like, I doubt he'd cancel a tour for that.
But, I mean, why else?
I mean,
his voice, maybe.
Could it be his voice? Could he be going, could somebody have come to him and said, you need to rest?
Or it could be, like, with the whole Paris attack, he could be on edge because Kiss is a very big band. So maybe that's it. You never know.
Maybe. But I mean, well, yeah, as far as his voice, though, I mean, the videos from the few shows they've been doing, I thought Paul sounded pretty good, you know?
Yeah, but you never know, like, right now, like, maybe it's acting up.
Possibly.
But yeah, who knows? I don't see him ever canceling it. Like, as much as he's pushing Soul Station, Kiss is his life, and I really doubt that he would ever do it. It just doesn't seem like him.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
it is very strange, man. You know, it's like you always hear about the very few shows that Kiss ever canceled, you know?
Well, maybe someone isn't well and they don't want to publicize it yet. Like, maybe someone's sick or whatnot.
No.
I hope not, but yeah.
Right.
They're knock on wood, but you never know, like, if they're being secretive about it.
Well, we'll keep I'll keep my ear to the ground and listening, and the guys will too. Like I said, all of a sudden, bam, it got canceled, and I missed that in the news, and then somebody messaged me and said, "Have you heard anything?" And I was like, "Nope, I haven't heard a single thing," and I still haven't because it's been, like 3 weeks since they canceled it, I believe.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so that's very.
Those were festival dates or actual Kiss gigs?
I thought they were actual Kiss gigs.
Huh.
But still canceling a tour,
Yeah.
Really strange.
I doubt it'd be, anything to do with visas or whatnot. Like, that problem usually happens with smaller bands, but with, a huge conglomerate that's Kiss, I doubt that would even be an issue.
Right.
Yeah,
I wonder why we haven't heard anything about it. I mean,
like, they release an explanation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, strange. I'm gonna go with and I don't want to start a rumor, but I would guess either Paul's voice or Andrew's right. Somebody's sick, and they're not talking about it. You know, and I mean, you gotta wonder. Now, there's all kinds of directions to go in for that, so we'll just wait and see what we hear. Let's move on to next. Part of the news on Kiss Asylum. I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's some really good Creatures footage.
I did see it.
Yeah, the sound when they were playing live wasn't all that good, but the interview when they were talking to them backstage, did you notice that it was Gene, Paul, and Eric, and Vinny was behind Eric, and Gene, it looked like he kept kind of boxing him out from the TV cameras.
I hadn't really paid that much attention, but now that you mention it, I don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
When you watch it again,
I'm gonna have to.
It's like his left shoulder keeps like, and then when they finally go to walk, I guess, away from the camera, and they move, and Vinny walks into the camera and points at the camera, and I'm going, Gene totally boxed you out, like a soccer player.
He was like, man, that solo was way too long. You're getting boxed out.
And that's what happened. And I'm watching it, and I felt uncomfortable. I was like, wow, this is kind of messed up. Anyway, the footage is really good. It's clear and clean, and it's really nice. And if you guys get a chance, kissasylum.com has that. Let's see. The Kiss Monster Golf moved.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's moving to the Rio Hotel and Casino.
That's still puttering around.
Nice job.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes,
that
Andrew.
Was wonderful. And
it's fucking awful.
Andrew doesn't like praise, but we love him. Anyways,
we love you. You're really good at what you do. Anyway,
oh yeah, man. He's quick.
Let's see. Yeah. So
not all the time.
Well, check this out. One of my friends, she goes to Vegas a lot. She does the I can't think of the word for it, but basically all the times they have these little get-togethers where people in an industry get together and they all talk about something and they rent out casinos and they do it.
A convention?
Yeah, thank you. That's a big word. That's
like a gymnasium, yes. Which is where a lot of conventions are held.
Yes. Dunno. Man, you're on today. I love it.
Weird.
Anyway, so she does the convention scene and she goes there all the time. She goes to the putt-putt place and she would always tell me, this time when we went in, the robots, you know, because there's these robots up there, animatronic things, and she's like, the Gene Simmons, like, head bobs up and down now, and that's all it's doing. They don't work right. And she said it's totally neglected. That's what she said. Go ahead.
No, keep going.
Anyway, and she's really awesome. Every time she went, she would mail me back something. So she, like, sent me a Kiss guitar strap and then Kiss golf balls. It's just the funniest thing. But she said they moved it, and she has, because she really enjoyed going there in between, you know, work, because she's not, I guess, a gambler. But she said that she has high hopes for, you know, the new casino, you know, making it right.
What were you going to say? That would be the ultimate animatronic mini golf would be a giant Heavens on Fire Paul Stanley head. And, like, with his mouth open and, his fingers going in his mouth up and down. And, like, you have to time to get the ball in there.
Eat it like a piece of cake.
That's right. That's really awesome.
That's perfect. I thought you were going to go in a Phantom kind of way.
Oh, no, no. Well, that'd be cool, too.
Yeah, it'd be cool, too.
Yep, I got no complaints. I've
got a chance to play the Kiss mini golf, man, but I'd love to.
Yeah, God, it would be really nice to get out there, wouldn't it? And this week was the anniversary of the first Kiss release.
Yes, sir.
Which is, you know, when you think about all the songs that are on that first album, you could pretty much go to... let me phrase this right. When you go to a Kiss show, there's a chance you might hear almost that whole album.
For Love Theme and Let Me Know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kissin' Time, obviously.
Yeah. But
it's like a greatest hits for sure.
Yeah, you know, and I remember Eddie Kramer talking about it. And he was like, you know, when we recorded that first album, it was like all of Kiss's core songs. And it's true. How many of those became so important, all of them. You know? And
pretty much all of them except those three, you know? Even though I like those other three, but, you know, live, they were never that common.
Right.
But yeah, what a way to start off Kisstory, man, you know? What a powerful album, even if the production's a little weak.
Yeah, and if you go to, if you were to, you know, give somebody that album and say, listen to it, I can't imagine, it'd be a real, you have to be a real jerk to, and close-minded person to listen to that record and be unhappy.
Or anyone who works for Rolling Stone.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Man, Andrew's on it.
He is. All right, so let's...
Did you have your coffee today?
No, I had my spinach.
Nice.
Nice.
Dude, I live like maybe like, I don't know, 50 miles from like the place where Popeye was created. And so one time I just drove through there to check it out, and they had this like huge Popeye statue in the middle of town and shit. It's cool.
That is the most awesome thing I have ever heard.
It's pretty groovy.
In my town, we're really famous for crystal meth.
Nice.
You can tell by when you walk, you can tell who's on it by everybody in the grocery store because they are missing teeth, scratching their faces.
What was I going to say? Right. Tweaked out, man. That's some scary shit.
The bad thing is I'm not even kidding. All right, so...
Dude, around here, it's crack. It's crack and heroin. Crack. It's like an epidemic in this fucking city. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. We had a house about 100 yards from us burst into flames one day, and they wouldn't tell us why, but we knew why. Anyway, all right. So let's talk our subject today. Ace has an album coming out, and as you heard from the very beginning of the show, I played the interview with Paul Stanley where he was on KBAD 94 FM. Doing an interview, and he basically got asked the question, we heard that you sang on Ace's record, and he said I did. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's like one of Paul's favorite bands, Free. It makes perfect sense that, you know, Ace would ask him to come in and do it. I think it's cool.
You know,
it's one of the only ones I'm super excited to hear when this record comes out, though.
When you hear the interview with him, it kind of makes you feel warm inside how nice he's talking about Ace, you know?
Yeah, it's cool. He's like, there'll always be that bond, and that's forever, you know?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. No matter what we say, we always go back to a place that's so – we're family. And, you know, he said we're dysfunctional, but we are a family. And it's true.
Like brothers, bro.
Yeah, and, you know, it was really making me it was making me – you know, I'm not one of those people where I'm going, oh, man, look at this. They're working together. No, I'm not doing that, you know. Although somebody did post online, what do you think, man? They canceled the European tour. He's doing a song with Ace. And I was like, no.
Oh, boy. Everybody's always looking for this magic reunion. It's never going to happen.
It's not
gonna already happen. Happened. It happened once. If you weren't there, that sucks, but it already happened.
Yeah. Excuse me. But, yeah, you know, the songs on it, you know, they're pretty good, you know.
Yeah, we should run them down. Let's give our thoughts on those songs.
All right. So the songs are The White nice. Room, Street Fighting Man, Spanish Castle Magic, Fire and Water, Emerald, Bring It On Home, Wild Thing, Parasite, Magic Carpet Ride, Cold Gin, Till the End of the Day, and Rock and Roll Hell. Any of those big surprises to you guys?
I think Rock and Roll
half of them.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Hell was a big surprise for me.
I mean, you know, he leaves Kiss at this time, and then he comes back to do a version of one of those songs. It's just kind of odd.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
Now, okay, so have you heard the Cream version, guys?
I have.
The White Room, yes.
You heard it, Andrew?
I have.
And what do you think?
I don't really like Cream.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
For half and half.
Yeah, we all are kind of in consensus. It's just kind of stock, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking stock.
Right. But seriously, it's like if you're going to do a Cream song, why do you got to pick White Room, the most like overplayed freaking song? I don't know. I thought Ace would rip the lead, and he did, but all in all, it was pretty stock and boring, I thought.
Yeah, I wasn't really all that happy with that. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, Ace, do what you want to do. We're fine with that, you know. But, God, you know, it doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of surprise on this to me, you know.
I thought a couple of choices were pretty interesting. If we're going to run them down, we'll talk about them. But this one was just kind of – it's better than the Joker, but in that same vein of just, like, why? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would you do that one?
Okay, let's look at number two, which is Street Fighting Man.
I think this will be a good one for Ace. I mean, it's a good Stones song, and it rocks, you know?
I'm not a huge Stones fan, but, you know, I appreciate them, and I like listening to, you know, some of their stuff. I just, I don't know. Wrong generation for me, I guess.
I think I would have picked a different Stones one. Again, this is another, you know, typical classic rock standard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when he did 2000 Man, no one even knew that that was a Stones song at first, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, there's a lot of those songs that he could have picked from, and I just don't know why he keeps picking the obvious kind of like, it's like if you're going to cover Kiss and you're going to do Rock and Roll All Night, you know what I mean? It's just kind of silly.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. What do you think, Andrew?
I've never heard this song before.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah, you have. You just probably didn't know it was the Stones. If you've ever listened to, like, regular radio, it gets played a lot.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'll have to check it out and see if I remember.
Spanish Castle Magic.
Never heard of that either.
Now, that one he did with John 5.
Oh, wow. I like John 5.
Yeah, dude, a huge Kiss fan.
That's one of the more rockin' Hendrix songs, too. And I think this one's going to kick ass Ace style.
Mm-hmm.
It's really riffy, you know. It's very riffy.
I saw this thing about John 5 one time, and apparently he has an enormous poster collection of Kiss.
He sold it all for more Telecasters.
Did he really?
Yeah, really? Now he has almost every year, one from every year, including a broadcaster.
He's right got the broadcaster? They got
yeah.
Holy smokes.
And the only one he's missing... Oh, sorry, Joe.
No, that's okay. Didn't he also play on Paul's album?
I think he played on so many
solo
albums.
Solo album, I think, yeah. What one is he missing?
Oh, he's missing a bowling ball guitar. I forget what year they made those, but it was a bowling ball finish on Telecaster, and he got a reissue. That I think that's the only one he's missing. But he's got one from every year since they were first made.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why he does so many session gigs, because he wants more Telecasters. He's very underrated, but I'm not a big Rob Zombie fan, but I enjoy watching live because either his solos, I really enjoy John Fives playing.
But he actually has the broadcaster, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
there's a video on YouTube about John Fives' guitar collection.
Man, I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
You know, it makes me sit back and wonder how much were those posters worth, man?
Well, he has the price, like how much he sold them for, but yeah, it's fucking a lot of money.
Must have been a lot of money. Before we keep going, I wanted to talk to you guys about the album cover. I like it.
I haven't seen the cover yet.
Yeah, man. It's called...
What's it look like?
It's like there's a city floating in the background like I don't know, it came out of the earth. Like if it just...
Are you sure you're still sober?
Huh? Yeah.
I said, are you sure you're still sober?
Exactly. And then there's like guitars on land that are flying in the air too.
I like that one, like all his iconic guitars, including the Tobacco Burst with the cream humbuckers, but right. Only two of them. It's not three.
It's
so
not
it's like
three.
Straight out of like the first, right. Like Hotter Than Hell era.
That's the one, dude. That's
guitars.
The one.
And then there's a balloon flying. I can't figure out what it means. It's got 27 written on it. Any ideas?
Well, isn't that his favorite number?
You know what?
I could have swore that was his lucky number.
I don't know. I didn't know that.
That's like the magic rock number, though, you know?
Yeah, it's
oh, yeah, that's right.
Die.
Everybody dies at 27.
Maybe he's like celebrating that he didn't, you know?
Yeah, we're all celebrating that he didn't.
Right.
Anyway. You guys should celebrate that you didn't either.
Yeah. Yep, I could have. Anyway, let's move on. Let's see. Next was Fire and Water with Paul Stanley, which I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I'm like super excited for that because that's one of the more rockin'. I do like that song, like the original. It's pretty heavy. I like Free. I kind of wish he would have done Wishing Well just because it's a little bit more riffy, but I think that this one is going to kick ass with Paul.
Let's see. Emerald by Thin Lizzy, and he did that with Slash.
Well, you got to do it with somebody because of Thin Lizzy and the dual leads, you know.
Right. You know, I'm excited. You know, I know he played God of Thunder with Slash, you know, on that VH1 thing, you know.
Yeah, I saw that.
Remember he had that really pretty powder blue.
Yeah, that was cool.
Les Paul, man. I got. Anyway, so they probably play really well together. Let's see. Next was Bring It On Home, Zeppelin.
You know, I didn't know this one, so I looked it up because I'm not a big Zeppelin guy. And I was at first, it's just your typical 12-bar blues thing. But then it starts getting heavy, and I can't wait to hear what Ace does with it. I'm excited about this record, dude. You know,
yeah,
he's picked some good songs for his style. You know, definitely.
Yeah. Surprised he put it out so fast. Like even totally. I guess because it's covers, but even still. Like...
Yeah, I'll look up the date. I'm not sure exactly when it comes out.
I think it's like April 15th.
Yeah, I think that's
like that.
What I saw, but I didn't want to. Yeah, anyway, I'm pretty sure it's the 15th. Let's see, what's next? Wild Thing with Lita Ford.
That's cool, but man, Wild Thing, why would you do that song?
I fucking hate that song.
Man, when I hear it, I think of Sam Kinison.
Exactly. It's been done better. You know, Kennison did it with, like, a full-blown with Slash and everybody.
Yeah, remember Tommy
he
Lee?
He did it before, you fucking whore! Oh, oh.
That's good stuff.
What were you saying, Joe?
Sorry, Joe.
Tommy Lee, I think, played drums on it, too.
I think you're right. Yeah, like, Billy Idol was in the video. I don't know, it was a cool video. Jessica on with her big old eyes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next song. See, this is where it gets kind of crazy. He did Parasite with John Five.
Ooh, that's going to be a killer.
That, you know, that's one of my favorite Kiss songs. It's so heavy. And
yeah.
You know, It's got an awesome groove, and I mean, you know, so John 5 plays on a couple of things.
Yeah, a few things.
Let's see. Then he did Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf.
Again, for me, it's like, what? Why? What do you guys think about it?
No, I'm the same way.
Never even heard that song, or maybe I did and just don't recognize it. But
well, I can tell you this, if there's any song that you didn't think you knew between the Rolling Stones and this one, you've heard this one. This one's like in all kinds of movies. Yeah. You'll hear it and it's go, oh, crap.
Your typical classic rock fodder, you know.
Yeah. I see.
Let's see. Then he did Cold Gin, which is cool because, you know, he'll be singing it.
Yeah. I think it's weird to do the old Kiss songs because no matter what, you're never going to do them justice, I don't think.
On the 11th, there's 12 tracks, which is cool as well. Till the End of the Day by the Kinks.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah. I love the Kinks, and I like that song a lot. Yeah. And it's going to be heavy with a heavier Ace tone. It's going to be awesome.
And then Rock and Roll Hell by Kiss.
Okay, this is the one for me that is just like, I cannot believe he did this one. Can you? I mean, of all the Kiss tunes that he doesn't have anything to do with, why would you pick that one?
I don't know, man. It's really strange. Just like, and is he going to sing it?
Is he singing it?
It doesn't say that he has a guest singer.
I can't even imagine.
On Cold Gin, it says Mike McCready.
Yeah, that dude plays a lot like Ace.
Yeah.
But so Ace is going to sing like, you know, Gene sings that in a total Gene-ism kind of way.
Yeah, with that really raspy.
How is Ace going to do that? And all that.
I don't know, man. We're gonna
Yeah, like how's he? I can't wait to hear Ace do that. Only because
this rock and roll hell. Curly.
I think it's gonna be comical, man.
Curly. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. You know, all I know is okay. And this is the most important thing out of everything. We did not pick a single song on this record.
Right? Not a single song.
Not a single damn song. We did whole show about it. I have written our choices down. Are you ready?
Did you? Yes. Cool, yeah.
Okay. Way back in the day when we first started doing the show together, we did an Ace show about what should he do covers, okay? And
okay.
I chose Holiday in the Sun, Purple Haze, and Highway to Hell, none of which are on this record. So obviously he was not listening. Then Jody, he picked Space Truckin' with a different vocalist.
Yeah.
Bad Reputation and Love's Not Fair.
None of these are on the record. For a second, I was like, Love's Not Fair? What is that? Oh, yeah, The Zeros.
The Zeros, yeah. Andrew picked Times Like These, Cocaine Blues, and Peace Sells. None are on the record.
I think our album would have been better. Like, our cover's better.
Definitely an interesting, more interesting take on Ace, you know?
But
like, the ones that he picks are kind of safe, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Now listen, it says Volume 1 on the record, on the cover, right? So maybe...
we saving ours for Volume 2.
Maybe, and it'll say on the inside, thanks to Joe, Andrew, and Jody from Podcast Rock City for giving me these awesome ideas, especially Peace Sells.
Right. Peace Sells would be super interesting with Ace. Like, what do you mean? You know what I'm saying? Do it, Andrew.
No, I do it.
As
well,
Ace.
I can't do an Ace.
Sure you can.
What do you mean I don't believe in God? Talk to him every day.
Right. Perfect.
See? Totally
if
awesome.
A new way. I've been 8 months sober.
I really expect... Okay, so don't get me wrong. I'm excited to hear the album. When it comes out, we'll do a whole show on it, and I'm sure we're going to love it, right? But these songs don't really grab me, man. I mean, maybe he wanted to get these out of the way before he did something. I don't know. What do you think?
Save the best for last.
I think there's a couple that I'm super excited to hear. The Kinks one is going to be great. I think the one with Paul obviously would be awesome. The
Zeppelin song.
I don't care about the Zeppelin that much.
I'm interested in hearing him play with Slash.
Yeah, that Emerald. I bet you Zinzak's super excited because he's a big Thin Lizzy guy. Mm. That's a good song, though. If you've never heard it at the end, man, it goes into kind of a dual lead, kind of, you know, sort of like Detroit, and then it starts ripping like Ace anyway. So with him and Slash, it'll be pretty badass.
I know it's... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say shout out to Chris and Aaron, because just on a personal level, I've been binge listening to... shit, don't tell me, and you can edit it out. Take Decibel Geek Podcast.
Right, yes, that's okay.
But yeah, just like kudos to them for all the work they do. I don't know, just I haven't listened in a while. I'm just really getting back into it. So, hi guys, if you're listening.
If you guys don't know.
If you're not, then you won't hear this.
Yeah, no, they listen. Decibel Geek is really well done and really thought out, and those guys, great. You get your money's worth with those guys.
Oh yeah,
totally. It sounds a lot. It's like a super pro show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Nice,
good production.
And they use big words like gymnasium.
And amazingly enough, they love us.
Yeah, you hung out with Zinzak.
Yeah,
I'm jealous.
Zinzak and I went and saw John Corabi.
Yeah, I remember you telling that on the show.
Listen, off the subject, did you guys hear that he's working with Mick Mars?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I heard they were writing music together, so that's a little surprise for myself because I really like that Motley album.
Is Tommy Lee still stuck on the drum rig? Like, did they ever get him down after the show?
That was like the last show, right?
Yeah, it was.
Wow, that's... Totally.
That's funny, man. Did you guys watch it? I watched it on YouTube. It was hilarious.
I didn't watch it, but
well, he was like covering Bruno Mars, right? Which is strange enough at a Motley Crue show, I would imagine. But he goes up on the big roller coaster thing and gets stuck, and he's like just stuck up there talking all this shit, you know, before they came to like get him out. It took like 12 minutes.
Goodness.
It's great. It's definitely worth a watch on the old YouTube, man. It's funny as hell.
We will definitely have to check that out. I have not yet done that. Okay, so we're excited about the record. It comes out in April, and you know, I'm wondering if you know.
April showers bring May flowers.
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. Can you put a price on sobriety?
I'm wondering. You know, the last couple of albums, there's been something about the cover or something, you know, like there was a guitar pick in the last album and the one before that, if you bought the right one, when you folded the case into like a pyramid.
Dude, he's old enough. Like the new one's going to have, you can cut out a life alert bracelet.
Yeah,
maybe. That would be.
I was gonna say like a space rock from Jindel.
Ooh, I want one of those.
Me too.
I'll take a space rock.
Curly.
Yeah. Okay. But I wanted to point one thing out about this record that we did not mention, and it's a real obvious thing about the songs. Okay, let me say them again: White Room, Street Fighting Man, Spanish Castle Magic. I can't say Castle. Castle Magic. Fire and Water, Emerald, Bring It On Home, Wild Thing, Parasite, Magic Carpet Ride, Cold Gin, Till the End of the Day, and Rock and Roll Hell. What do all these songs have in common?
They all have a title.
Very good. No. There is no space song.
Ah, yeah, that's pretty cool. I hadn't thought about that.
And we remember in the last record, we talked about that. You know, there's like 9 space songs, you know? There's no space songs. You know, the closest he comes is Magic Carpet Ride.
Yeah, well, I read an article where Paul and Gene said he's not allowed to do that anymore. That's Tommy's thing.
Oh.
Joking, obviously. But...
Obviously. Right there for a brief second, somebody went, uh-uh. No, it's like... No.
Right.
All right, so we're excited about it. We hope you guys are. Stay tuned for when we do a show... After we listen to it, it is time for our favorite part of the show. and that is
Andrew Kiss. Yes.
Anyway, what this is about is Andrew. He's our youngster on the show here, and people are always sending me messages and going, "What does Andrew think about this?" or "What would he do?" And then I just ask him because you know he's really a deep thinker and. and
deep thoughts with Andrew Kiss.
Oh man, I missed the boat on that one. Anyway, so the question comes from Joe Ciambelli from Detroit.
Hi, Joe.
What up, Joe?
Joe is awesome. He and I met on the Kiss cruise, and when they did that whole Detroit thing, you know, that the Cadillac thing, you know, he went and he sent me a care package. Thank you. I can't thank you enough for doing that. But here's the letter he wrote. Just for those of you that don't know this guy, I mean, like, for real, one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. And I on his Facebook page, every day there's something that either grosses me out or freaks me out. It's amazing. Okay, so you're going to get a little of that in the letter. Here it goes. It says, "Love you guys. Podcast Rock City is fun. The team has great family. Great family feel to it. Can't wait for Ohio in August." He's going to come
Ooh,
out.
Yeah.
He's going to come out and meet us. Let's see. "I genuinely look forward to each new podcast. My question for Andrew is, thongs on old ladies, hot or not?"
What's his definition of old? Does he have
he doesn't say that.
Because if it's Doro or
Seagal, then Doro.
He said, I say sometimes it's cool.
Depends on there's attractive women who are in their 60s, so it depends on what they look like.
Okay. But you need to quit mentioning depends so much while we're talking about old ladies.
Yeah,
that's true. It depends on.
It's getting gross. Okay, so he sent two right. questions. Let's do them both together. Here we go.
Wait, that wasn't the question?
No, it was the question that he sent as the gross out one.
Okay,
cool. Here we go. What Kiss album would you give to a first-time Kiss listener and why? I think that's a good question.
That's a good question.
I already know the answer.
I know your answer already.
Wait.
Maybe you don't. What you got, Andrew?
Does it, like, because the lives are obvious, so does he mean studio? Or?
No, he just said what record.
Okay, probably either the first one or Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give him Alive in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Alive would be the record.
Mm-hmm. It's got all the great songs from the first three, and it kind of says what Kiss is all about.
Yeah,
you know,
it's exciting. It's exciting, and it's a pumped up, you know, album, and you can't listen to it and not enjoy it.
Yeah, it rules.
Okay, so that was a good one. Let's see. Here we go. Here's the next one. What is your favorite Kiss tie-in? For example, Kiss action figures or the 7-Eleven cups or the Kiss ice cream bars? Any of that, like, what was your favorite one that they did?
Like bit of merchandise? Or
yeah, the tie-in, you know, where they...
This is where you put that Jeopardy music again.
Yeah. Like, for me, it's the original Kiss pinball machine.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the holy grail for most of us, as far as
that. But I could sit down and play that pinball machine. If I knew one was close, I'd probably go once a week.
I think because of the age I was at, where, like, because we had a Spencer's Gifts at the local mall. So, and I think seeing those action figures for the first time was really, really cool. So I'm gonna have to go with I guess that would have been Reunion Farewell ish, probably closer to Psycho Circus Farewell era action figures.
Oh, the McFarlane stuff.
Yeah, I'd probably say those.
Yeah, that was really good stuff.
I mean, because that reminds me of, I guess, my childhood though, and like seeing those for the first time was probably technically my first exposure to like what Kiss was, really.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. What about you, Jody?
Well, man, I like almost everything they've done. I'd like to get my hands on one of those chew bops, though. You don't see those much.
Yeah, me too, man. Those Kiss Unmasked ones.
Yeah, that's cool, because, yeah. You know, I love Unmasked.
Yeah, I saw I saw somebody posted online. They had, like, 100 of them they've been collecting. And I was like, damn, what about the rest of us?
Right. Otherwise, I might go for something a little more unorthodox, and that's the kind of it's a prototype, but it's like red mouthwash. Gene Simmons' red blood mouthwash.
You saw this?
No, it's just an idea that Andrew came up with a while back, and I think it's a good one.
I think it's an awesome one, and we need to come up. We need to do it.
Dude, we need a fucking Paul Stanley chia pet. That's what we need.
Oh, yeah. That would have been really good, too. In the Scooby-Doo movie, they had the toilet and all this other.
Right.
That was so good. Anyway. Well, listen, if you guys want to send Andrew a question, it could be about anything that has to do with KISS or about old ladies and thongs, you can send it to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com.
Gstring.com. Fitting enough.
Yes, right. That worked out really well.
See how that tied in together?
Yes, yes, yes. And you can always go to podcastrockcity.com and listen to all our archived shows, as well as just about anywhere. That, I mean, iTunes and Podomatic and all the places.
Stitcher.
And if you could, people have been starting to leave us reviews on iTunes. Take the time. Cool. It just take 30 seconds. Give us, you know, an honest review and go from there. Thank you very much. We appreciate you guys listening. Jody, do you have anything to add?
Say hey. Thanks for listening, people.
And Mr. Kiss?
Thank you for listening. Hope everyone has a great week.
Very good. And we love you guys. We miss a week here and there, but we're going to get it all back together. We're coming up on our 100th episode, which I'm very excited about. I'm trying to work out a few things for that. And we love KISS podcasts and rock podcasts and podcasts in general. And you can listen to the commercials in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this.
you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only KISS podcast that breaks down the entire KISS song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about KISS-related topics and non-KISS-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I'm concerned.